Live from the headquarters of Ramsey Solutions, broadcasting from the Pods Moving and Storage Studios, it's The Ramsey Show, where we help people build wealth, do work that they love, and create actual amazing relationships. Jade Warshaw, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today. Thank you for joining us, America. Open phones at 888-825-5225. The call is free, and some say the advice is worth exactly what you pay for it. Cameron starts off this hour in Dallas. Hi, Cameron. Welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Good afternoon, sir. It's a lovely day to be above the dirt, ain't it?
It is, sir. It is. How may we help?
Sir, so I am having a question concerning, basically, can I pause my debt for a car?
Why?
Yes, because one, I believe I can become more mobile, and I like to consider myself a hustler, as I may be able to get a part-time job delivering pizzas, Ubering, DoorDash, that sort of thing. And so, therefore, I can increase my income.
No, you don't have a car?
No, sir. Currently, I do not have a car.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would. Yes, I would. I mean, basic transportation is a starting point.
Yes, sir.
And you can increase your income a lot of different ways if you have just a basic car. You're gonna pause your debt snowball and pile up some cash and pay cash for a car, right?
Yes, sir.
And how much of a car and how long is this going to take?
So currently I have about 14,500 liquid, and I have a 12,500.
Oh, you aren't doing the debt snowball.
Oh, you know, sir, because my student loan is my only debt currently.
Yeah, but you have $14,000 cash saved.
I have $14,000 spread across money market account, savings account, my emergency fund.
Yeah, well, if you were doing the debt snowball, you would have already cashed all that in and thrown it at the debt. So you're not really doing anything yet.
Okay.
So you got $14,000 saved. So how expensive a car are you going to buy?
I'm thinking of getting something that's like a nice sedan. Not so much hoopty, though. So maybe about 7 to 10 grand, maybe a little bit, 12 grand max.
Well, let's think about the price. How much are your student loans? Because that's going to weigh into how much you spend on a car.
So I have $12,483 of student loans.
And what do you make a year now?
What I make a year now, I'm working part-time, but I'm soon to be employed at Fidelity, and I will be making $50,000 a year. At Fidelity.
Soon to be is when?
Soon to be in June of this year.
All right. Are you graduating from school?
Yes, sir. I graduated last December.
I see.
So when were you hustling? When was the hustling part? You're working part-time since December?
Oh, no. I was working a full-time job with my church. I was interning at my church full-time.
With no pay?
No. It was paid.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. So let's start again. All right. The baby steps are you have $1,000 in the account. You throw everything else at your debt, smallest to largest, until you're debt free. Then you build an emergency fund of 3 to 6 months of expenses in baby step three. Okay. So that's the process you would be using from this point forward. In the midst of that, we need to get you a car. So you currently have $14,000 and $12,000 worth of debt. Did I understand that correctly?
Yes, sir.
And you don't go to work until June?
Yes, sir. So currently I'm working just part-time because I don't go to work until June. Yeah. Yes, sir.
So next week I want you to go to work, like all the time. There's no reason to sit on your butt from now till June.
Okay.
Might as well. What else you doing?
That is a good question.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, let's do that. Because I'm all right, Jade, I'm a little bit torn. Okay. I'm kind of thinking $1,000 car and pay off all the debt.
Yeah, I wouldn't spend a lot.
And I'm kind of thinking a $4,000 car and then between now and June pay off the rest of the debt because he works 60 hours a week between now and June at 6 jobs.
I kind of feel like I would go for the cheaper car, pay off the debt, and then when he starts working, he can get something.
By the time, yeah. I don't know.
What are you making now? I know you're making part-time, but are you making anything to add to this? What are you making now?
Yes. Currently, I'm making now, I would average out to about $200 a week, so maybe like $800 to $1,000 a month.
All right. I probably wouldn't spend more than $2,000 or $3,000 on a car.
Yeah, let's go with $3,000 and put everything else you own except $1,000. So that's four out of your 14. That leaves you 10, and I want that 10 on the debt by the end of the day today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And now you had a student loan debt. Did you have a small something else, or just the student loans?
Oh no, just student loans. No credit cards, anything like that.
Okay. How many loans are there? Separate loans.
I believe it's two. It's comprised of two loans.
All right, and what are their amounts?
Let me check on that for you, sir. Actually, no. I'm sorry. I totally failed. It's all one amount.
It's all one.
Okay. Well, just pay $10,000 against it. That should leave you a balance of about $2,000. That should leave you $3,000 for a car and $1,000 left over in savings for a miniature starter emergency fund. And then you get out there, kick butt, and take names for the next 60 days. Pay that $2,000 off. So by the time you step into the job, you're debt-free. Then you finish your emergency fund by the end of the summer. Of three to six months of expenses. So it's September, you're driving a $3,000 paid for car. You have zero debt and $15,000 in the bank in September. I like your life then.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the life that a hustler is going to go get. And that means you are working 5 to 6 jobs between now and the time you take this big job because you need money. And that's where you get money.
Mm-hmm.
That making sense?
It's making sense to me. Yeah. I like that plan.
Yeah. And I wouldn't spend it. I mean, and here's the thing. You don't want to drive a $3,000 car very long. So by Christmas, after you finish your emergency fund, I want you to save up and buy you about a $10,000 car.
Yeah.
Because the good news about a $3,000 car is it's not going to go down much in value. It's pretty well done.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty. It might be worth $4,000 by Christmas if you take care of it, if you buy it right, you know? So, yeah, I would buy that and then take that car and put $7,000 cash with it above your emergency fund, be driving a $10,000 car by Christmas, 100% debt-free with $15,000 in savings for emergencies, and we're debt-free. And it's not even been a year at Christmas because this is March.
It's a lot you can do in 8 to 9 months. You can change your life, change your money.
If you're a hustler.
Yeah, but hustler means you're hustling, not just talking about it. You can't just talk about it. You got to do it.
There's that. This is The Ramsey Show. If current times have shown us anything, it's that the least expected events can and will happen, and we have to deal with it. That's why everyone who has a family counting on them needs term life insurance. For over 25 years, the only insurance company I've recommended is Zander Insurance. Not only because they search all of the top term life plans to find you the best rates, but over the years, they have constantly changed and updated their systems to make the whole process simpler and easier to get the protection needed. You can now apply with a completely touchless experience with everything being done either over the phone or the internet. They also have plans with super competitive rates that don't require an exam, allowing you to skip a step and get the coverage you need faster. Go to Xander.com or call 800-356-4282. Great rates and a simple process mean there's no excuse to not get this done, people. Jade Warshaw, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today. Thank you for joining us. Hey, if you guys are enjoying the show, you can help us, and many of you have been doing this. We know because our numbers are way up. The other day, we were number 16th on the Apple podcast list of all podcasts in the world, which there are over 2.5 million of them. And our guys in our marketing team are really upset that we're only 16th. They think we ought to be in the top 10.
I agree.
I think 16 is working for us, though, so I'm good with that. But actually, that's moving. We're moving on up, as they say.
Yes.
And so, but you guys here, if you want to help us out and say thank you for the service that this show provides to your life, we would appreciate it. It's real simple. Share it with someone. click the share button or share a link or just tell somebody where you heard about it. And you can subscribe, click the follow, the subscribe button, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a YouTube, whatever it is. And you can leave a 5-star review. 1-stars aren't helpful. Your mother said, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. So just go with mom's advice and leave a 5-star review. They're helpful. All three of those things together actually do move the needle. And
absolutely,
it causes the algorithms to push the show forward as a suggested item in people's, you know, how these things magically appear that mm-hmm. you were thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we're one of those.
Yes.
And so that's our biggest, because we're not like spending so much money on marketing that we have our own stadium.
Right, right. I know some banks that do
so
that.
So have I. Yeah. And, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I got allergies. But the I didn't spend $300 million on marketing like somebody. And so instead, you guys have to tell people about us because you're like our marketing engine. So help us out. Help us out. And that's a way you can say thank you to do that. So thanks for hanging out. All right. Carly's with us in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Carly, how can we help?
Hey, Dave. And I agree, y'all should be in the top 10. Absolutely.
All right. We got Carly's vote. Somebody tell Apple Carly said, okay?
My question is, should my husband and I cancel the whole life insurance policy that we have?
I think
I know the answer.
Well, we do suggest term life insurance, but I would make sure that the term life insurance is in place for both of you before you cancel your whole life policies. So have you already gotten with somebody like Xander to price it out and get it in place?
Did you say Xander?
Yeah.
Xander insurance is who we recommend for term insurance and have for 25 years. They got the best prices on the planet.
Yeah, they're great.
Okay, I'm taking notes. And no, we have term life. We have it through the same person that we have
the whole life. What's the company?
Correct. It's the Northwestern Mutual.
Okay. All right. Cool. So here's what you're going to find out.
The reason we have it is because we personally know.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's the only reason you would buy that crap. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And we eventually, you know, want to do real estate, which I know that's also, Dave, how you made some of your money was in real estate, and it sounded great. But here it is a year later, and they're wanting us to pay $8,000 again, which we didn't realize that was an annual payment of $8,000. We've already paid that one time, and it's due again at the end of the month.
Yeah. Okay, so you need to get, number one, when you go to Xander, you're going to find that Northwestern Mutual is one of the most expensive whole life companies out there. One of the worst ones, translation. And their term insurance is as bad as their whole life. So you're going to be able to cut your cost for the same exact policy on the term probably in half. Your term insurance is super expensive, term insurance too. Okay, but we need to get that in place because I don't want one of you to die with no insurance because you cancel all your policies and then it takes 3 months to get your new ones in place, right? Car wreck happens in the interim. Little kids are hungry. I don't like that plan.
Okay, number one, start new policy.
New policy, mm-hmm. Xander, Zander, insurance.com. Go there. It'll get you a quick, easy quote. When you get the quote back, you're going to go, Dad, gum, Ramsey. Yeah, okay, so there you go. And you should have a good rule of thumb is 10 to 12 times your income on you, 10 to 12 times your husband's income on him. What do you make?
I make 47 roughly before side hustles.
I want you to price 500 and 600 on you at 15 year level fixed. How old are you?
I'm 25.
Good. It's going to be the cost of a pizza.
Yeah. Super cheap.
It's really cheap. And just put it on a monthly plan and just pay it monthly. Okay. It's real easy. It comes out of your checking account, goes right in your budget. Now, what's your husband make?
45.
Okay. So same thing. So let's say we put 600 on him. Let me show you how this works, all right? This is why we do this. It's important to not do it because I said do it, but important otherwise that you understand.
Okay.
So 600,000 invested in good mutual funds. The stock market has averaged 11.8% since it began. So if you get an average rate of return or less, let's make it round so it's real easy on the radio, $600,000, let's say that you made 10% on that. Your husband died, you got $600,000, you put it in a mutual fund, it makes 10%, and that makes you get an income of 10% of $600,000. Does that sound like $60,000 a year to you, Carly?
Honestly, it kind of went over my head.
Okay, $600,000.
I'm trying to follow.
That's okay.
A visual person.
$600,000 on your husband, and he passes away. The insurance company sends you a check for $600,000. You take mm-hmm. that check, put it in mutual funds with a SmartVestor Pro because you listen to this show. Okay?
Okay.
If the mutual funds made 10% a year, 10% of 600,000 is 60,000. Did we do it that time? Did we make it?
Mm-hmm.
You with me?
I'm with you.
Okay. So if you got $60,000 a year coming in and the 600,000 didn't move, they're just sending you the income off of it, you get that forever.
Mm-hmm.
You following me?
Mm-hmm.
So your husband's income that was lost when he passed away in our bad story here has been replaced with a $60,000 income from investments because you had the proper amount of term insurance in place.
Okay.
Did that make sense to you?
Yes, sir.
Because that's
sense.
The purpose of it is to replace it and not eat it up. So it just sits there and runs. It's just the goose that's laying a golden egg every year that's 60 grand. And so I try to not buy too much life insurance. I don't want to be worth more dead than alive because then I have to I have to sleep with one eye open with Sharon Ramsey, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So you need to get okay. 600 on you, 600 on him, or 500 right in there, that range, for that reason. When that's in place, you'll want to drop that other stuff. By the way, if you don't pay the $8,000 payment, it'll take them 60 to 90 days to get around to canceling you, minimum of 30 days.
Okay.
So, yeah, now, how much is your term insurance currently? How much is your current term insurance? Not how much coverage is it?
I don't know. I want to say maybe a million for both of us.
Of term?
A million each or 500 and 500?
No, 500. I think 500 and 500.
Right. Well, that sounds like the proper amount, and all you're going to end up doing is replacing that because you're going to find it's too expensive.
Okay.
You're going to find, again, you're going to be able to do that 500 and 500 for a lot less than you're paying now, assuming they have a 15-year term and you're comparing mm-hmm. apples to apples. But that's what you need to do right there, kiddo.
That's a good point you made, Dave. I think a lot of people don't realize that the purpose of life insurance is to replace income, because I know I've talked to a lot of folks in our FPU class and they say, oh, I've got insurance through my work. And for most people, it's not enough to cover
a
loss of income.
1 year of income.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So check your insurances. Make sure you're covered to the right amount. Check with Xander Insurance.
It's just not that much.
It's really not.
I mean, it's not a lot of money to put $500,000 on a 25-year-old.
Especially when you're healthy.
Yeah. And man, something happens, it's a big deal.
Peace of mind.
You're just irresponsible to be out there walking around without it. So people, get this stuff in place. This is The Ramsey Show. Guys, it's no secret that the real estate market is weird right now. So go with a mortgage company you can trust to have your back. Churchill Mortgage. Churchill is Ramsey trusted because they're stable, reliable, and focused on you. At a time when a lot of companies are being bought out or going out of business, count on Churchill Mortgage to stick around. They've been doing things the right way for over 30 years, and they'll keep doing them the right way for 30 more. Get started at churchillmortgage.com.
This is a paid advertisement. NMLS ID 1591. NMLS consumeraccess.org. Equal housing lender. 1749 Mallory Lane, Suite 100. Brentwood, Tennessee 37027.
Jade Warshaw, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today. Thank you for joining us, America. We're so glad you are here. Hey, with debt payments out there at an all-time high, do you know credit card debt's at an all-time high? Car debt is at an all-time high. Student loan debt is at an all-time high. I wish one of these would fail to be at an all-time high, but none of them have so far. You people continue to keep us employed. I'm just saying. I mean, like me and Jenny Craig, we got a big job. I'm just
job security.
There's a lot to do here. Debt payments are everywhere. And now with inflation being out of control and other stuff happening all over the culture, more and more of your paycheck being stolen, well, you shouldn't have to live with this kind of stress. If you want to change, and something does need to change, you know that, you have to have that moment where you say, I've had it. I'm not living like this anymore. If you've had that moment and you are really ready to make the, go through the pain of changing to stop the pain of this financial anxiety, then you need the opposite of financial anxiety, and that's called Financial Peace University. It's our 9-lesson, 9-week course that'll teach you how to beat debt, build wealth, and become outrageously generous. It's everything you wish you'd learned about how to handle money. Nearly 10 million people have taken Financial Peace University. If you're ready to change, we can help. I can't make you do it, but I can show you how if you're ready. Financial Peace University, RamseySolutions.com/FPU. RamseySolutions.com/FPU. Julie's next in Columbus, Ohio. Hi, Julie. Welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hi, thank you. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure. How can we help?
So my husband and I are working on the steps, and we are on step two, and now we're ready to, we differ a little bit in our viewpoints as far as what we should do next. So we're both 50 years old, and I want to focus any extra money on any of our debts or all of our debts, the credit cards and such. And he has just started a job that now has the opportunity for some retirement funds. And he does not have any sort of retirement or pensions up to this point. So he wants to focus all the extra money he can into building a retirement fund for himself.
Okay. So you didn't really tell us accurately then. You said my husband and I are wanting to work the baby steps. Because the truth is, you are wanting to work the baby steps. He's not.
Yeah, you guys are not on the same page.
Right.
Yeah, you're wanting to be baby step two, everything in on getting out of debt. Because when you get out of debt, then you've got plenty of money to put money into retirement. And yeah, you've got some catching up to do at 55, but you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But the fastest way to do it is get out of debt. So you're ready to do it. He's wanting to do his plan.
Yes.
Hey,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Are you guys combining your money? The way you talked about your retirement, you said I heard you say his retirement and his. I just want to see where you guys are in that area.
So basically, he is giving me some towards the bills at this point, and I'm finally getting him with the idea of you have to let me take over because he struggles with it.
Nope.
So
both are wrong.
You know.
You're both wrong.
Yeah. You guys need to overhaul this entire situation because the fact of the matter is you're not on the same page. You want to do this. He wants to do something else. You guys are not sharing your money. You're on separate game plans. Thing one is getting united on just marriage, which in this case involves your money. And I'm wondering for you, if you were to speak to him and say, hey, I talked to some knuckleheads on the radio today, and they said that we need to combine our finances. That's step one. What would he say to that? And what do you say to that?
I'm game for it. We had done that in the past, and we were fine with it. I managed paying the bills. I kept him informed of everything.
Mm-hmm.
He was starting a new job. He has kind of gone a bit overboard on spending and opened up a bunch of new credit cards. And I do feel like he's just gotten embarrassed as to where he is at this point.
No, he should be, so that's good.
And now he's gotten where he can't handle it.
Yeah, when I do stuff stupid, it embarrasses me too. So I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because this, so I mean, what he's doing is wrong. Of course he's embarrassed. Of course he feels foolish because he's been foolish. That'll make you feel foolish, being foolish. I've done it. I know. So, yeah. So here's the thing. Let's back up three steps, like we said, like Jade said, and reset. So number one, the advice we're giving you is not theory. We've done this with millions of people and have led people to become millionaires and retire with dignity with a paid-for house. Let's just say that's the goal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that by 70, you're a millionaire and you have a paid for house. That's our goal. What is the fastest right way to get there? Okay, that's a question you and your husband both need to answer. Now, we have proven by teaching and walking with thousands and millions of families now that the fastest right way to get there is a process that we call the baby steps, where you first save $1,000 in baby step one. Baby step two is you pay off all of your debts except your home, and because your most powerful wealth-building tool is your income, and when you give it all to Ford Motor Company and MasterCard, you don't have it anymore. They do. And so you have to stop giving your money away to these idiots that are taking your money, but you gave it to them, so you have to stop it. That's called debt reduction, right? We're getting out of debt. Now, when you don't have any debt payments but your house anymore, that'll feel pretty good, won't it? Ask him that. And I'm asking you that, Julie. That'll feel good, won't it? Say yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, and the credit cards that he just took out, we're going to have a little plastic surgery party by candlelight tonight. Chop those puppies up. A plastectomy at Julie's house, okay? Now, once we're out of debt, we build an emergency fund of 3 to 6 months of expenses, and then we start saving 15% of our household income into retirement. If you do that, if you follow that, how much debt do you have? Not counting your house.
Not counting the house, we're at about $121,000.
On what?
Credit cards and a truck payment for him.
How much do you owe on his truck?
$20,000.
And what's your household income?
Well, $100,000.
Okay. Got a lot of truck.
Yeah. He got it new.
So part of this is this 55-year-old little boy is going to grow up and be a man now and put his future in his sights and not his weekend. That's part of what's going on here. This guy, the way you have described him in this call, he just goes and does whatever the flip he wants as if there's no consequences. And then he's embarrassed. Okay, so now we got to stop this and we got to undo a bunch of it. Now, then the last part of this whole story is the two of you are going to decide together every month before the month begins on paper, on purpose, where every dollar is going to go to accomplish the goals in those baby steps so that we can retire with a paid for house and $1 million. And if we are saying that's the goal and whatever we've got to do to get to that goal, that means we're going to sell everything in sight. We're not going to see the inside of a restaurant unless we're working there. We're not going on vacation because we're broke people. We're 55 years old and $120,000 in debt and no money and scared about retirement. And we're going to do something about it. And that's just who you become. And the two of you together join arms and say, we're going to be grown-ups. It's not thank God it's Friday, oh God it's Monday. It's we're going to retire 15 years from now with some dadgum money because we changed our lives. Now, if you're ready to do that, Julie, I can help you. That's what we do. But if you're going to keep playing around, playing footsie with this, and he's going to keep running around like a weekend little boy, Huey Lewis in the news, living for the weekend, not going to work for me. I can't help you. But if you want to do all this stuff, we'll put you through Financial Peace University. You hold on. You can tell Austin if you want to do it. We'll pay for you to go through the class. You and your husband that I just picked on. This is The Ramsey Show. Jade Warshaw, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today. Thank you for joining us, America. Open phones at 888-825-5225. Hey, if you are a brand new listener, and as we have said, there are many of you out there that are brand new, we appreciate that. And if you want to learn how this Ramsey stuff works, some of this inside baseball where we're saying stuff like baby steps and we're saying things like debt snowballs and all that stuff, go to RamseySolutions.com, click on the Get Started button, and we'll help you figure out the next best step in your financial journey. We'll let you know where you are in the baby steps and what you do from here, exactly what to do. RamseySolutions.com, click Get Started. Jade, it is worth you and I taking a moment and explaining that the thing that we have discovered at Ramsey 30 years ago that has made all the difference in the world in people's lives is not the tactical what to do with money stuff. It's the understanding that personal finance is 80% behavior.
Yes.
20% head knowledge. The mathematics of becoming a multimillionaire are learned by the sixth grade. Spend less than you make.
Oh, Dave. I mean, that requires self-control.
Ta-da! Yeah, so the problem is the guy in my mirror.
Yeah.
If I can control this goober, he can be skinny and rich. But goober has a problem. His name is Dave. And, you know, you guys gotta figure that out, because that's the bad news. The bad news is I'm the problem. The great news is I'm the solution. Yeah. It's a decision.
Yeah.
You just have to decide you want to do something different, because you kind of already know what to do. We'll give you the fine tuning and we'll show you the, but we don't sell magic beans here. Jack is not here.
Yeah.
Dave's here.
You have to do the work. There's no easy button to push on this. There's no magic pill. Like you said, you're going to have to look at what you're doing. And if you want a different situation, you're going to have to do something different. If you want to experience change, you're going to have to change your habits. That's how it works. You can't just keep doing the same thing and think you're going to get the same result. And what I love about how we teach money is they are very simple concepts, Dave. Very simple. Live on less than you make.
Yeah,
get on a written plan.
And they're countercultural.
Absolutely.
Because most people spend more than they make.
Yes.
Get out of debt and stay out of debt. That's countercultural, because most people believe you have to have debt to win. And actually the data says, and 30 plus years of doing this, leading more people into millionaire status than anybody else, tells me and tells you and tells us at Ramsey that the proper way to do this is get out of debt, because your most powerful wealth building tool is your income.
Yeah.
And so you've got to pay a price to win. You got to live like no one else so that later you can live and give like no one else. There's a price to be paid to get out of the mess that you made.
Yeah. And let us be like you said, it is countercultural, because everything out there is telling you to be reliant on something else. The credit system is telling you, you need credit, you need us, you can't exist in this world without us. And the government tells us the same thing, you need us, you can't exist in this world and pay off your debts, you need us. Everything is giving us the message that we cannot be reliant upon our own volition. You know, we can't handle our money ourselves, we can't do anything on our own. And that's completely false. You actually do have control over how you spend your money. You actually do have control over the decisions that you make. That's false.
Part of it is whether you're 25 or whether you're 55 is growing up.
Absolutely.
And one definition of maturity is the ability to delay pleasure. Adults devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good.
Yep.
And I don't care how old you are. If all you do is go on your feelings, then you're a child.
Absolutely.
You have to say, all right, there's a destination over here. What has to be true that is not true today, so that I'm that person over there instead of the person I am right now?
Come on. You are preaching to the choir right now, because some of you know my story and some of you don't. My husband Sam and I had $500,000 in debt. For lack of a better word, $460,000 of debt. And I distinctly remember the moment, Dave, where I thought, if we don't do something about this, I will never have any of the things that I wanted out of life.
Yeah.
Financially, with the family.
Okay. I want to be 30 pounds lighter.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Is this a wish or is this a goal?
Right.
If it's a goal, then you say, all right, when do I want to be 30 pounds lighter? Right. When? 3 months from now. Okay, now we have a goal. Now, then you have to ask yourself, okay, what has to be true that's not true now? And in my case, it's less donuts, fat boy. I mean, you know, get away from the chocolate donuts, boy. Because the guy that's got a six-pack and I got a keg, he's not doing the donuts.
No, he's
so
not.
So you got to, you know, okay, something has to change.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to like the idea of being thinner more than I like the instantaneous gratification and sugar rush of a chocolate-covered, oh my God, I want one donut, right?
Well, practically for us, it was, you don't make enough money
So you need to earn more money.
What has to be true? That's not true now. I need more money.
I care too much about what other people think. So I'm buying stuff I can't afford to impress these people. Got to change that.
I'm trying to drag along a spouse who's not getting going along with this. My spouse keeps running off and doing this other crap, and I'm trying to do this. Well, what has to be true? What has to be true is you guys got to get on the same page.
Yeah.
Because that's a key data point in people who win with money. They control their behaviors. Adults devise a plan and follow it. Children, I deserve a new car. Call the wambulance. Seriously, children do what feels good. Now, I've been both probably today, but certainly in my life, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there are times there's a higher, more noble Dave, and then there are times it's, I just want one, you know? Don't tell me I can't do it. I deserve it. I work hard. Oh, shut up. Like, nobody else works hard but you.
Right.
I deserve to be deeply in debt and get a truck I can't afford because I work hard. What, you work hard so you deserve to be broke? I don't understand. How dumb a butt statement is that? But people say stupid butt stuff like
that,
right? It's crazy. So you've got to look out there and say, what am I willing to become so that I am that person over there?
Yep.
What am I willing to give up? What has to be true that's not true today? We have to be working together. We have to be living on less than we make. We have to be doing a written budget.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be cutting up the credit cards. We have to be getting rid of the whole life policy. We're selling a stupid car we can't afford.
Yeah.
We're not going on vacation. We're not going to go out to eat every night. We're freaking broke people. We're not doing this anymore. And you start talking to yourself and going, but not for long.
Yeah.
Not for long. As for me and my house, we're not going to live like this. We're going to live like no one else so that later, I got to, you know where I eat out now? Any dadgum place
Dave.
I want to. You know how I read
right.
the menu now from the left to the right? I don't start with the price. I start with what I freaking want to eat. You know why? Because I did all this stuff for the last 30 years and it works.
Come on, Dave. Be honest. You don't even have to look to the right.
I don't.
You don't even have to. You just look at it.
The only time I do is on the wine because some of it's really expensive. But
oh, man. I love it. I can go on and on about this conversation because it's true. And the thing is, you've got to find and look inside and find the reason why. If you don't know why, you're not going to try. Period. You're going to start it and you're going to go, I heard this guy on the radio, Dave, and I heard Jay talking, and you get all excited about it. But then when the rubber meets the road, you don't do it.
You quit.
You have to.
Let me tell you, you're going to get tired.
Yeah.
And you're going to be scared and you're going to get dirt under your fingernails because you work so much.
Mm-hmm.
So that later you don't have to.
Yep. And it changes
either,
you.
You know, where you want to be working extra jobs when you're 70 or when you're 27.
Okay.
Because social insecurity is not going to cut it, baby.
I know, right?
You talk about too much month at the end of the money, broke old people living on Social Security. This ain't fun. Won't you sign up for a different trip, boys and girls?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about you, the person in your mirror. You can do it. We believe in you, and we'll hold you to it. This is The Ramsey Show. Dave here. You can find all of our shows with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. It's the only place to listen to the entire back catalog of episodes. Download the Ramsey Network app in your favorite app store today.
Hey, it's James, producer of The Ramsey Show. This episode is over, but check the episode notes for links to products and services you heard about during this episode. Thanks for listening.